Assessing Revolutionary and Insurgent Strategies, Narratives and Competing Messages. Paul J. Tompkins, Jr., USASOC Project Lead. Summer D. Agan, Editor. Amy Haufler, W. Sam Lauber, Summer D. Agan, and Guillermo Pinchuk, Contributing Authors. United States Army Special Operations Command and the Johns Hopkins University Applied Physics Laboratory National Security Analysis Department. The editor thanks Dr. Steve Corman for his insightful review of this publication. Any errors or omissions are the responsibility of the editor. Introduction and Summary. The Study and Practice of Narratives. Humans are bound by stories. Stories shape our internal sense of self, the cultures and societies to which we belong, and the knowledge that allows us to act within the world. No society in history, perhaps, was more bound by its stories than ancient Greece. The stories the Iliad and the Odyssey, still taught to school children today, are the epic tales that define the genre. Undoubtedly, even then, these stories made for rousing dramas when retold by orators or adapted for the stage. Yet the story served a far more profound role than entertainment. When reading other texts from the era, it is apparent just how important these stories were. One cannot read a work by Plato, the ancient Greek philosopher, without encountering a barrage of references to verses from the Iliad. When the great thinkers from this era debated or discussed Greek society's most important values, whether justice, courage, or piety, the starting point was inevitably how these virtues unfolded within the dramas of these stories. Indeed, when creating his imaginary perfect state, Plato contemplated that one of the most important influencers to closely monitor was the poets, or storytellers. The ancient Greek word for poetry, poesis, literally meant making, alluding to how poets were the craftsmen of their respective societies. The Iliad, in a fundamental sense, was ancient Greece. A young Greek man's longing for glory and honor in battle was first roused by hearing depictions of Achilles' superlative martial virtue in the epic poem. Throughout the young man's life, the great warrior would remain the standard in personal courage and excellence by which he measured himself. If he wanted to know how to sacrifice to the gods and which ones to appeal to for divine favor before an important battle, the epic poem again set the standard for proper piety to the divine. It was, in essence, a handbook not only on how to be a Greek, but also on how to be a good Greek. Martial virtue was intimately connected with what it meant to be an ideal citizen and man. The Iliad, consciously, served as one of the master narratives of this society. In this regard, the Greeks were ahead of their time. What better way to teach the next generation about personal courage than recounting Achilles' bravery in battle against the fearsome Trojans? What better way to teach them about leadership and ethics than through an exploration of Achilles' legendary wrath or his shame at the dishonorable treatment of his honorable enemy, Hector? The narrative of the Iliad, because of its dramatic setting, depicts the inner consciousness of its characters, their bravery, their motivations, and their internal struggles more clearly than is possible in a textbook or classroom setting. The narrative transports its listeners to experience the human condition viscerally. Most of us today are probably less aware of how much we rely on narratives to understand our world than were our ancient Greek counterparts. After all, the Iliad does not purport to be divine revelation, like the Christian Bible, Jewish Torah, or Muslim Quran. Nor is it a treatise filled with the latest scientific evidence on the biological evolution of ethics. It is a story, a work of fiction, even if it does depict a historical war pitting the Greeks against the Trojans. Yet the Iliad's influence was not proportional to its measure of objective truth. Rather, its influence was in its ability to motivate, inspire, and persuade its audiences across generations. The advantage of narrative studies. Many speculate that narratives are closely intertwined with human cognition, In particular, some scientists believe that narratives impact how individuals, as well as larger groups, such as entire cultures, ascribe meaning to the world around them. As such, narratives shape our decisions and ultimately our actions, the very stuff of politics. In recent years, military organizations and planners have taken an interest in narratives and their role in operational planning. When deployed appropriately, narratives are a force multiplier in efforts to shape, guide, and influence future outcomes in line with national security goals. The impact of narratives stems from several factors, including biology and social organizational dynamics, but also changes in the security environment after the end of the Cold War. Recent research conducted by a network of neuroscientists and psychologists appears to confirm interpretive theories of human cognition proposed by other scholars in the humanities. Seminal works by a variety of these scholars have long argued that people package information in narrative form. The narrative form helps make sense of disparate information and give it meaning for individuals or groups. This work discusses narrative research to better understand how narratives shape political behavior. Any political landscape is full of competing actors, motivations, and goals. Narratives are especially important tools for turning these disparate parts into comprehensible stories. Political behavior ultimately results from the aggregate activities of individuals. It stands to reason, then, that a better grasp of narratives will illuminate the how and why of the political choices people make and the actions they take. Narratives are one critical component shaping the outcome of military engagements. Traditionally, militaries have focused on the impact of kinetic operations as the primary determinants of conflict outcome. Yet, as Clausewitz noted centuries earlier, war is an extension of, not a replacement for, politics. Studying narratives helps highlight the social and political dimensions of conflict that often remain overlooked when conflict is conceptualized in a purely force-on-force manner. Expanding analysis of conflict to include narratives makes greater inroads into influencing desired outcomes. The integration of narratives into operational planning has been called narrative-led operations. Literal and virtual battle spaces are crowded with narratives projected by military forces, opponents, and local and domestic audiences. Most seek to influence stakeholders and key audiences in ways that favor their political objectives. Thomas Nissen, in his article on narrative-led operations, argues that the recognition of the importance of narratives has not regularly filtered into military planning. When it does, narratives are used to support existing operational and tactical realities rather than in the strategic planning stage when they can inform operations. Because humans are the executors of political conflict, regardless of the form it takes, narratives loom large. Technological developments, especially social media, mean that the use of force is under near real-time public scrutiny. In light of these developments, there is a great need for a dynamic and compelling legitimation of a state's military action. Changes within the post-Cold War international system have impacted political conflict in profound ways. Direct conflict between states' conventional forces has decreased. Clashes between large conventional forces have been replaced with smaller-scale asymmetric clashes. Most conflicts fall under the heading of civil war. But nearly half of civil wars involve external state support, usually a neighboring rival, betraying the transnational dimensions of seemingly internal conflicts. Not only has the way in which conflicts are fought changed, but also the way in which they end. Most are now concluded by a negotiated settlement that includes provisions for the rebel force to participate in the legitimate political process of the sovereign state. Negotiations are initiated by mediators from the international community or by parties in the conflict. As a result, more resistance movements are taking part in legitimate governance than have done so in the past. In these operating environments, persuasive tools take on greater importance for all parties. Insurgents need to persuade the international community of their legitimacy as political contenders. Domestically, they also need to prove their legitimacy and capacity to govern. Resistance movements might also seek external supporters, whether from states or from other non-state groups with similar sympathies. Above all, resistance movements need to persuade their audiences of the necessity and effectiveness of taking collective action to address the challenges and grievances around which the group has mobilized. For each of the groups in this short list of examples, narratives play a crucial role in influencing outcomes. Conflict is inevitably bound with culture. Persuading local populations is a central part of the struggle. Narratives have their own form of rationality that relies more on cultural resources than on logical deductions derived from traditional means of understanding in the Western world. Narratives derive validity, and thus their persuasive capacities, from their internal logic, as well as how closely they match the perspective of the intended audience. Moreover, narratives can use available cultural resources to present local and global events in a manner useful to achieving strategic goals. Summary. This study builds a basic foundation of knowledge in narratives. This foundation includes examination of how scholars and practitioners use the concept, a working definition of the term narrative, and discussion of why narratives are important to understanding political and social behavior. The structures and components of narratives that make them especially persuasive or successful are discussed, drawing on research from communications, neuroscience, psychology, political science, and other relevant fields. Despite the volume of narrative research, the field still has limitations that are important for the practitioner to understand. Limitations are especially apparent in developing measures of effectiveness for narratives. Each section of this study, where possible, includes pertinent examples to explain concepts. The examples are drawn from familiar cultures, nonviolent social movements, and violent resistance movements alike. Narratives permeate human experience, whether in the social or political realm, or at the individual or group level. Doing justice in detail to all of the functions of narratives in political behavior is beyond the scope of this work. However, in this study, we pay special attention to the role narratives play in one of the fundamental problems of political behavior, how to mobilize people to participate in organized political action. The environmental conditions that can lead to individual grievances, whether lack of political opportunity, poverty, or human rights violations, are prevalent in many places in the world. The exception lies not in the presence of these conditions, but in the rarity of organized political resistance to them. Where appropriate throughout this work, we focus on the role that narratives can play in overcoming the many difficulties resistance movements face in mobilizing others to join and support their goals.